and others seek rest for their bodies. You seek the Lord. Maybe you've read in church history and you've wondered, and maybe even wonder about the practice of our own church on two Fridays of the month in the evening to gather for prayer when everyone's going to bed. Why would you do that? Why did our forefathers do it? Why? You pray at that time, and you pray in that way when there's reason to lament. The deprivation of the body is a signal of where your priorities lie. And you say, though I may need rest, this matter is too urgent, too pressing. Our Lord did the same. He walked in perfect communion all the time, never wasted a moment, always with perfect fellowship with the Father, breathing out prayer every moment of the day. And yet Luke 6 tells us still, he went up into a mountain to pray all night unto God. If you're in such a season, if God has brought into your life hardship or some impossible matter, some dying daughter, some other lamentable, tragic event that you're connected to, it is right and appropriate when you normally go to bed to get before God and pray.